Hello, my name is Joshua from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a confidential and secure poll about Aurora Public Schools and possible issues on this year's ballot. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yeah.
Okay, are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Me personally, I'm a Democrat.
You're a Democrat, right? Thank you so much. Your opinion is very important. This November, there will be an election for you as president in other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
100% if I don't die first.
That's totally right. If we have life, right? Very certain then, right, sir? Okay, thank you.
That's right.
First of all, yes, sir. First of all, considering general conditions like the economy and quality of life, do you feel things in the Aurora area are heading more in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
Probably the wrong.
Okay, I appreciate your opinion, sir. What is your opinion of how people living in the neighboring areas of Denver and Cherry Creek View, Aurora generally, do you think they see Aurora as about the same as where they live, as having a better quality of life, as having a lower quality of life?
You'll have to say that over, sir.
Oh, yeah. What is your opinion on how people living in the neighboring areas of Denver and Cherry Creek View Aurora generally? Do you think they see Aurora as about the same as where they live, as having a better quality of life, or as having a lower quality of life?
Probably about the same.
Probably about the same. Thank you. In general, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the Aurora Public School District where you live? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I can't answer that. I don't go to school.
Oh, no, actually, you don't need to actually go to school or have children in the public school system. We're still talking about issues that might affect you. Just, would you say...
My baby's 54 years old, and the schools have changed drastically since then.
No worries at all, sir, in that case. How familiar are you with the areas, neighborhoods, and schools within the Aurora Public School District, including its size and geographic territory? Very familiar? Somewhat familiar? Or not at all familiar?
Somewhat.
Somewhat familiar, thank you. Have you heard or read anything about Blueprints APS? Yes or no?
Have I read anything what?
Have you heard or read anything about Blueprint APS?
APS, is that Aurora Public Schools?
About Blueprint APS, pretty much. Blueprint.
No, I haven't. No.
Okay. I totally understand. Thank you so very much for that. And do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
Much too high.
Much too high, right? Thank you. Your opinion is very important. Have you heard about, read about, or experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. And while nobody likes paying higher taxes, Colorado recently sent out notices and raised homeowners' property taxes by 25%. Which of the following applies best to you and your household? The options are, can afford and absorb this increase without any problems, can pay this increase, but it really squeezes our budget, requiring cutbacks on other spending, cannot afford this increase, it hurts household finances badly. Which one would you
say? Well, it definitely affects it.
It definitely affects it, right? Would you say in that
case,
it can afford and absorb this increase without any problems? Or would you say, can pay this increase, but it really squeezes our budget, requiring cutbacks and other spending, or cannot afford
I think it was too high before they raised it.
Okay, so you would say cannot afford this increase then? It hurts the household
right.
finances badly because it affects it real bad, right? Okay. I'm
right.
waiting for your opinion, sir. As you may or may not know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's Proposition HH ballot issued last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an $800 check in May. What kind of impact will this payment have on your household finances? A big positive impact? A small positive impact? Or not really much of impact at all?
You have to repeat that, sir.
Sure. As you may or may not know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's Proposition HH ballot issue last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an $800 check in May. What kind of impact will this payment have on your household finances? A big positive impact? A small positive impact? Or not really much impact at all?
Small, very small.
Small positive impact, right? Thank you so much. We're at 31% complete. Thank you. If the following ballot issues is up for a vote in the upcoming November 20th.
Well, wait a minute, sir. How much longer do I have to go through this? I'm trying to eat.
Well, we're almost halfway through, sir. Sorry. We're almost
I'm sorry. We through. Thank you, buddy. We through. I appreciate you calling, but I got to eat. I got to feed my illness, so you have a good day. I appreciate the call. Bye-bye.
Really important, sir. Okay.